Mattel to buy the Learning Company. Mishki Broadcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Is this Mish?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Just wanted to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was stationed down in Gulfport, Mississippi for about 5 years.
Who put you there?
Huh?
Who put you there?
Uncle Sam.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to, enlighten you as the fact that now I understand your broadcast, but you had to come from Mississippi to be that way. Have
Me?
A good night.
Me? Sir? Excuse me a second. Sir? I had to come from Mississippi? I just want to clarify that. Did he say he didn't understand my broadcast, but I... Sir? Sir?
51-770-8339. The call was received December 15th at M. To activate automatic callback, dial 1. Otherwise, hang up.
Hi, is the man of the house around?
Well, which one?
The fellow who just called a talk radio station. This is the St. Paul Police Department.
Oh, this is Jason Lewis. Or Tommy Mishki, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, hold on. I'll
find out what this guy's story is. See, we got cut off there at the end of your call. I didn't get exactly all that you were saying.
All I was saying is you had to come from Mississippi. I've never understood one of your broadcasts. I've never really found them funny.
Uh-huh.
However, being that I was in Mississippi for 5 years, I kind of understand the mentality there.
Mentality? And
yeah.
You're making fun of me? All right. Just had to get my last digs in. All right, I was talking about Mattel before the, I don't know why I do these things. You know, the average guy in America, he turns on a radio. He likes a show or he doesn't like a show. That's the average guy. There are about 35 radio stations I don't listen to because I don't enjoy them. But I have yet to spend a large part of my day listening, waiting for the number, jotting it down, calling, and passing along to them my feelings concerning their program. There has to be in this life better things to do, so I understand not liking it. I just don't understand taking all that time. He had to listen. He was listening between 8 and 8:20, and he got the number. I have got to call him. And he calls, and he made a little slam to the south at the same time he was slamming me, and then says, having been in Mississippi, he understands the mentality. I fear sometimes that this is who's out there in Radio Land. Guys who joined the service after high school because they didn't have what it took to get into college and probably had some run-ins with the law, perhaps because of, situations involving youngsters. And then they were kind of hoping to get straightened out in the service, and they got out, and like a lot of guys who get out of the service, they had a chip on their shoulder because it seems the world had kind of passed them by. Other people had moved on, and Her friends were all making a killing, and they were trying to talk to their friends about the service, and the friends didn't want to hear about it. They thought, well, I didn't go to boot camp for nothing. At least I ought to get a good girl out of the deal. Well, the girls didn't like the tattoos. And so they have this chip on their shoulder, and they end up calling radio shows like mine just with anger. With anger. At least that's the mentality out there that I sense.